Hey Mac Addicts, it's December 27th, 2004, and this is your MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by a Mac Geek. I'm Adam Christensen, and I'm your host. This is the show where we discuss all things Macintosh and Mac-related. You guys, the music that you're listening to was given to me by Mark over at Addison Records. He gave me permission to play it for you. The song's called Ode to Rock by Manda and the Marbles, and they have a new album coming out, Angels with Dirty Faces, that will be released February 22nd, 2005, so please show your support and go pick up the album. You guys may have noticed that I took a little break on Friday for the holidays. There was no MacCast show that day, so just hanging out with the family, spending some good quality time with the relatives, and you know, running around like crazy like everybody else, trying to get through the holiday season. So hopefully you all had a nice holiday. I had one of the best ones that I can think of on record. It was pretty laid back and casual, and I enjoyed it. So anyway, I've been searching around trying to find the latest Mac news and information for you guys. We try and deliver it in a quick, short format. It sounds like from a lot of the emails that I'm receiving that you guys are enjoying it, so I'm going to keep on doing it. And if you haven't dropped me a line, go ahead and send me an email, maccast@gmail.com, and let me know what you think of the show. Offer any opinions. A little later, I'm going to let you guys in on some of the feedback I've been receiving, some of the comments, and try and get some more, solicit some more of your opinions. So I appreciate the back and forth that we're getting going on this show, and hopefully it'll continue. So this is what's happening in the Mac world. Most of the news, again, is iPod related. It seems like Apple's becoming kind of the iPod company. Hopefully after Macworld, we'll have more Macintosh stuff to talk about. But for right now, especially in the holiday season, it seems like iPod, iPod, iPod. So here we go. Looks like Apple has filed a new patent to provide technology that will allow the iPod to detect when it's actually falling and help protect it from damage. This is something I'm very interested in because I lost a original 5 gigabyte iPod to this exact fate. If you guys own an iPod, or maybe if you don't know, what happens is when you unplug the FireWire from your computer, the hard disk immediately starts to spin up. The thing starts to boot up into its operating system, so the hard drive's spinning right after you detach it. And if anybody's pulled a FireWire cable out of the back of your Mac or off out of the top of the iPod, those things are pretty sticky. And what happened in my case was I actually was pulling the drive, disconnecting the drive from my G3 at my office, and the iPod slipped out of my hand, and it went falling to the floor, and I did one of those slow motion, oh no, kind of things, you know? And sure enough, it hit. I picked it up. It actually booted into its operating system, and it seemed like it was working, but after a while, it got to some files that it actually couldn't read, some MP3 files. And then in doing some research, I figured out that the first like gig and a half of the drive were fine, but after that, the whole disk was pretty much hosed. So I'm pretty sure what happened was it was a hard crash of the heads into the disk, and it was just totally unrecoverable. So I ended up turning a 5 gig iPod into a 1.5 gigabyte iPod for this exact reason. So hopefully this new technology starts showing up in iPods soon. It's definitely needed. Apparently what'll happen is the moment the iPod detects that it's falling, it'll actually stop the drive, stop any read-write operations to the hard drive, and actually help protect the disk. So we need it. We need it. So hopefully Apple gets that in there. They filed the patent, so they're definitely working on it or thinking about it. The next thing that I found was apparently there is an open source project over on sourceforge.com, and there's actually a review over at accelerateyourmac.com, which I posted a link to in the show notes, where you can install and run Linux on your iPod. Now, I was a little curious about why you'd want to do this at first, and the project is actually in early beta, so the software is not totally up to snuff, but it does provide an interesting alternative for an operating system on the iPod. And the big one for me is that it's going to allow you to add features to older iPods that maybe Apple isn't working on or isn't making available for older type iPods. So I went over and downloaded the installer just so I could check it out on my iPod, and I found out a couple interesting things that I thought I'd share with you guys. First thing is that the installer is really, really easy. It's a standard like Mac installer, and it just, you fire it up, mounts just like you would any other installer, and you run it. And one thing you guys do want to make sure that you do is fully back up your iPod. And if you read the README file, which I encourage you to do, they do claim that, you know, it hasn't happened, but there's always the off chance that something could get damaged on the iPod. So, you know, perform this thing at your own risk. I'm not telling you guys what to do with your iPod. I'm just sharing the information. So I did run the installer on my iPod, and one thing that I really, really did like was that it allows you to, or when it does the install, it installs sort of in a dual boot mode. You can actually boot into the original iPod operating system, the one that Apple provides, or you can boot into the Linux operating system. And the way it does this is it actually makes a backup of the Apple firmware and then patches your firmware, your original Apple firmware, to allow you to dual boot. One of the first things I checked out was the MP3 playback features, and it does playback MP3s, although I noticed that my particular MP3s were kind of choppy. I kind of got this stuttering, almost like a rap scratching effect. Also, I noticed that there was no support for Apple's AAC format. It did try and play my AAC files, but just came out as real, like, digital, weird kind of audio, so that wasn't a very enjoyable experience. Another thing that happened was it actually wouldn't even play. I had a couple of podcasts, specifically Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and it couldn't play back any of those files. It gave me a MALOC error, which I think stands for memory allocation error, but I'm not really sure. Perhaps maybe some of you guys who are a little more technical and a little more geeky, I guess we could say, out there could maybe email in and let me know. The other kind of cool thing about it, though, is there are a bunch of add-on features like a calculator and a lot of games, actually. I think four or five different games. There's a Tetris-type game and a Asteroids game. Kind of port of the Minesweeper game, things like that. So that kind of shows the power of Linux, you know, that they can actually add on some other things. Oh, it also had some recording, I guess, features that work if you have a third generation iPod. And I believe that the Linux is supported on all first, second, and third generation iPods, but not the fourth generation minis or the U2 iPod. Next thing that I found online for you guys was, apparently there's a couple writers over at the Wall Street Journal who did an article and made a prediction that iPod users, specifically those on Windows, would start switching over, or we'd start to have this, a lot of people are reporting what's called the halo effect, or predicting the halo effect of the iPod, that more iPod sales will directly lead to more Apple sales. And the guys in the Wall Street Journal threw this out there, and apparently they got a number of emails back from users that were doing exactly that. Windows users that had purchased iPods, or just iPod users who were buying Macs. And basically it was two reasons that were cited. One was the iPod itself. Just the coolness factor of the iPod made them want a Macintosh. You know, they're finally understanding that you know, the design, you know, goes beyond just the design and into the function of the thing. You know, that it permeates, the design of the physical device permeates into the operating system and things like that. The other thing that they found out was that a number of people were switching due to all of the security and virus and spyware problems on the PC, which, you know, that's obvious too. If you're like me, I use a PC at work, and spyware is just rampant, and actually viruses too. I mean, we on our corporate network have tons of virus protection, and our network still has viruses. So I've never had a virus on my Mac. I don't know about you guys, but never ever seems to be a problem. So that would be a big reason for me to switch if I were a Windows user. So it looks like that is happening. The last thing is another little bit of iPod news. Turns out that iPods were the number, or I guess not number one, but on the top list of sellers over at Amazon.com. And Amazon did more electronics sales this year than they ever have before. And I guess the iPod was a big part of that. So Apple is just making a ton of money off these things. It seems to be all we hear about in the news. And lately, I guess with the holiday lull and the gear up to Macworld, it seems to be, at least online, most of where the news is coming out of Apple. So unfortunately, I don't have any specific Macintosh stories for you guys today, but a bunch of iPod stuff. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Excuse me. Now what I want to get onto is a little feedback that I got from you guys. I really, really am enjoying the feedback I'm getting, so keep sending in those emails. The email to send them to is maccast@gmail.com, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback, so thank you guys. One of the first things I got was a kind of, not so much feedback, but maybe a suggestion for how the show should go from John in New Zealand. He was hoping to find a podcast, I guess, that was Mac-related that was a little more technical, a little more geeky. He specifically cited macOS10hints.com as a website that he looks to and the type of content he might like to hear us discuss. If you guys have an opinion on that, let me know. I certainly can make it a little more geeky. I'm trying to keep this as a quick kind of summary of the daily news, or I guess every other daily news that goes on in the Macintosh world. I'm trying to keep it short, down to 15, 20 minutes, keep it under 20 minutes so that you guys can download to your iPods, get the news you want, and kind of go on with things. We certainly can put more of a technical spin on it if that's something you guys want. So if I get more feedback in that direction, I'm certainly happy to go there. Like I've always said, this show is, you know, I'm doing it, but it's for you guys. I want to provide some sort of benefit to the community at whole, and the community being the people that listen to this show. So if you like to see it go that way, that's great. Now, the interesting thing is I got a contrasting bit of email or a bit of advice from Randy, and he's a new Mac user, and he'd like to see like a weekly tip for Macintosh beginners. So he's kind of hoping the show goes in an opposite direction. And we certainly can do that too. Maybe we don't even just do a tip for just beginners, but just a Mac OS 10 tip or hint, or a Mac tip or hint, maybe on a weekly basis, and we can make that a regular part of the show. If you guys think that would be something you'd like to hear, then certainly send me an email and let me know. You guys can also leave me audio comments. I have a call-in number that you guys can call in. It's a voicemail system. You won't get a real person. You won't be bothering me. So you guys can call it anytime, day or night. The number is 206-222-2788. That's actually 20-MACCAST-8. So call that number and leave your audio comments. I'd love to hear them. I'm not getting very many of those. Actually, I've only gotten one, I believe. And I'd certainly like to get more. So call that in. You guys can say whatever you want. It just shoots me an email with an audio attachment. So I will get that as well. All right. Well, that's the show for today. Like I said, not a lot. Hopefully everybody had a really, really nice holiday. Something I'd like to do for the website that's kind of holiday related, whether you know you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you guys celebrate, if you guys got a new piece of Macintosh hardware or redid your setup, or you know you got a new G5 iMac, or you know the new G5 tower, or a new iPod, iPod mini, U2 iPod, whatever it is, take a picture of your setup, your new hardware, the box, you and the new hardware, anything kind of holiday related and Macintosh related. Attach the picture and send it to maccast@gmail.com, and what I'll do is I'll put them up over at the MacCast website. For you, those of you who don't know, the MacCast website has the show notes for every show. You can also find the direct MP3 downloads for past shows. The website is maccast.blogspot.com. It's hosted over at Blogger, so it's maccast.blogspot.com. Head over there. You can guys view the show notes, and when I start to get your holiday Macintosh pictures, I will go ahead and start posting those up there too for everybody to enjoy, so you guys can see kind of what everybody got for the holidays. All right, that's it. I'm going to close out the show. I'm going to go ahead and play the full Ode to Rock track by Manda and the Marbles. And again, thanks to Mark over at Addison Records. If you guys do have a band or you're somebody who makes music on your Macintosh and you'd like to get it played on my show, certainly attach an MP3 and send it to me. Also remember to just write a little note in the email saying that I have permissions to play it on the show. And if you'd like me to plug a new album release or an upcoming show date, include that information as well, and I'm happy to do that. Just like I did for Man and the Marbles, they have an album coming out February 22nd, 2005, Angels with Dirty Faces, and go check it out. Here we go, and I will catch you guys all next time. Bye-bye.